In this third chapter of the Gospel of John, we're introduced to this fascinating figure of Nicodemus, those of you who are familiar with The Chosen, the beautifully done depiction of the Gospels themselves. Nicodemus is a fascinating character, a teacher of Israel, but he's got a certain openness, but he's perplexed by what Jesus is saying, but yet open. And you can see what's beginning to transpire, and then Nicodemus appears on the scene later on in the Gospels, at that crucial moment in Jesus' life, death and resurrection. I can side with Nicodemus around this whole baptism thing, to be honest with you. About this being born from above and about being born of the Spirit and about this whole temple of the Holy Spirit. We did 120 baptisms, most of them children, last calendar year. We did four this last weekend. And I'm still shocked when through the liturgy of baptism, we proclaim that this child is going to become a temple of the Holy Spirit, that there is an actual rebirth, an actual reconfiguring of the soul, an indelible mark, a total change from not of God in relationship, creature, death in the soul, to absolute new life, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, presence of God, living tabernacle. It's quite amazing. I get Nicodemus. He says, hey, what's this born from above business? I get it. When I'm baptizing a child, it still amazes me, and it should amaze us. Not in doubt, but in sheer amazement that Jesus has done something so extraordinary in us, that by virtue of our baptism, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit blows where He wills, which is why Christian life is so exciting. I know where He's going. It's always good. But for our meditation this morning, and we can be perplexed, not in doubt, but in wonder, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit Himself, not some sort of little missionary that God sends and like a guardian angel. God Himself, the Holy Spirit, fully God, wanting to dwell here. And we should be in amazement at those we meet, at our spouses and our friends. You too. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a high call. It's an extremely high call. But it's what Jesus has done for us, so let us be amazed today, as Nicodemus was, at the import of those words, being born again from above, being temples of the Holy Spirit, and let us call upon Him always, because He's the one who's going to get it done in our lives and in this world. Come, Holy Spirit, do this extraordinary thing, move me, and dwell in others, because that's where He wants to be. Simply amazing. Utterly true.